91X News.
It's 7 degrees and raining lightly at noon. Good afternoon. I'm John Moody. Atlantic City is being flooded by Hurricane Sandy. According to police, Atlantic City's famous boardwalk is collapsing. New York City is bracing itself for the arrival of Hurricane Sandy. The New York Stock Exchange has been closed due to the impending storm. Airlines have canceled flights in and out of all New York airports. Warren Levison has the story.
The subways are closed. The buses are parked. The stock exchanges and the Broadway and off-Broadway theaters are dark as New York City awaits the potentially disastrous effects of a hurricane meeting up with a couple of winter storms. More than 300,000 people in low-lying areas have been asked to leave home. Most, though not all, have. The shutdowns mirror what was done last year for Hurricane Irene, which carried a storm surge that threatened New York's underground utility grid but did not breach it. The surge associated with this storm is forecast to be much higher. Half a day from landfall, though, it's just a little damp and windy. Warren Levinson, New York.
Ontario residents are urged to make preparations ahead of heavy rainfall and high winds from Hurricane Sandy. Southern and eastern Ontario are expected to be hit by the superstorm with heavy rainfalls and potentially damaging winds up to 100 kilometers per hour. Emergency Management Ontario is warning it may result in flooding, road closures, and power failures. It says people should put away any objects that can be blown away by wind, such as garbage, lids, and Halloween decorations to prevent damage to injury. The amount of rainfall will vary from 20 millimeters in some areas to well over 50 millimeters in others. The Canadian Hurricane Center says some of that rain could change into snow over central Ontario. Meanwhile at home, CFB Trenton has canceled all flights. The cancellation is a response due to Hurricane Sandy, but all missions and operational flights are still a go. Lieutenant Christopher Daniel says the base will take all necessary precautions should the Quinte region get hit.
In terms of protecting our aircraft in case the hurricane hits our area here, we're taking all the aircrafts to all available hangars, and those that we cannot put in the hangar, make sure that we fill their fuel tanks so they'll be heavier.
Officials with the local branch of the Canadian Red Cross say they are ready for whatever Sandy brings us. Christy Mills is the disaster management coordinator with the Quinte branch. She says their team of volunteers are on the call and prepared to respond if necessary.
This is what we train for and prepare for throughout the year. This is our day-to-day job. So in terms of a response like this, we're as prepared as we can be.
Mills says branches across the province have been prepping since forecast models shows storms heading towards southern Ontario. Mental illness has more of an impact for people of Ontario than previously thought. Sam Normand has the story.
A report by Public Health Ontario, released earlier this month, indicates that mental health and addictions have up to 1.5 times the effect on Ontarians' lives than even cancer. But what does this mean for students? According to Gary Laws of the Mental Health Support Network, the effect of mental illness on youth is startling.
It is significant. The youth may not be recognizing it, and a lot of the parents aren't recognizing it in their children or in their youth.
The report by Ontario Public Health states that depression is the number one form of mental illness in Ontario. Catherine O'Rourke, who is the Director of Student Success at Loyalist, says that anxiety, not depression, is highest for students.
Many of our students are very anxious. They have left home in many instances. It's a new peer group, it's a new environment. So there's so many elements that are sort of coming to the forefront simultaneously that are impacting our students.
Gary Laws says that the best solution is simply to talk.
It's about talking about being brave enough to say, I'm not feeling right, something's wrong.
Sam Normand, 91X News, Belleville.
Experts say aftershocks from the earthquake off the coast of BC will likely continue for days. There were no injuries or serious damage from the magnitude 7.7 quake that hit Saturday night. The strong tremor prompted tsunami warnings along the BC coast and as far away as Hawaii, but the waves were tiny. There have been hundreds of aftershocks ranging from small tremors to weak to be felt to significant quakes, including one at 6.4. The Canadian War Museum was the site for this morning's ceremony to officially install the new Chief of Defence Staff. Prime Minister Harper, Governor General Daniel Johnston, and top military brass were on hand as General Tom Lawson, took control of Canadian forces. Harper says Lawson's career has been marked by a readiness to provide leadership no matter how difficult or how unexpected the circumstances. Fighting continues across Syria between rebel forces and the army of President Bashar Assad. The UN tried to broker a ceasefire over the four-day Eid al-Adha Muslim holiday, but the truce collapsed almost immediately after it was supposed to take effect. This Syrian rebel tells a British Sky News reporter why he defected from the regime's army.
I was in Bashar army, but I let him.
Why? Why change?
He is very bad.
Tell me
he
why.
He kills people, innocent people.
A car bomb in Damascus suburb killed 10 people today. That's 91X News to 1206. I'm John Moody. Megan Matice has sports next.
The Argos have casual fans, lifetime fans, rabid fans, and best of all, fans who don't know they're fans yet. Argos! So come down and be a fan. It's in you. Argos Fan Appreciation and Damon Allen Bobblehead Night versus the Ticats, November 1st at 7:30 p.m., presented by Nissan. For tickets, call 416-341-ARGO or argonauts.ca. All hands on deck.
Good afternoon, I'm Megan Matice with 91X Sports. In local hockey action tonight, the Coburg Cougars face off with the Newmarket Hurricanes. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. The Wellington Dukes and Trenton Golden Hawks have the night off. In Lancer basketball, at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the women will take to the court against the Centennial Colts for the season's home opener. The men will follow with their game at 8 o'clock. After losing a tournament this past weekend, the team has nowhere to go but up. The San Francisco Giants clinched the World Series last night, beating the Detroit Tigers in four straight games. The Giants fans joined thousands of people celebrating in the streets.
Oh, I am ecstatic. This is a wonderful evening. Great for the city of San Francisco. And may the Giants repeat next year. We'll show our baseball dominance to the rest of the world.
The Giants won their second World Series title in 3 years. Peyton Manning threw for 305 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Denver Broncos to a 34-14 victory over the New Orleans Saints. It's Manning's fifth straight 300-yard game, setting a franchise record for Denver. Meanwhile, in the NFL game in London, the New England Patriots hammered the St. Louis Rams 45-7. The New York Giants blew an early 23-0 lead, but recovered against the Dallas Cowboys 29-24. The Giants are 4-0 lifetime at Cowboys Stadium. A 2-1 loss to Columbus put the seal on Toronto FC's worst season in 6 years in Major League Soccer. Manager Paul Marnier says it's another disappointing result.
We had some nice football in the first half, some glimpses of what we can do in the future. But, again, we've lost, and it's quiet as a mouse in the dressing room. You can hear it.
The Reds finished the season with 5-21-8 with a franchise worst 23 points. In CFL action yesterday, the Edmonton Eskimos missed a chance to secure a postseason berth. Anthony Calvillo threw touchdown passes to Bo Bowling and Ryan Bombin as the Montreal Alouettes won 27-25 over the Eskimos. Edmonton must now hope Hamilton loses on Thursday against Toronto. If that doesn't happen, the Eskimos will need a win on home turf over their rivals Calgary. That game is their regular season final on Friday. The Owls have already secured first place in the East Division. It's the first time golf's two biggest names have been paired for a one-on-one exhibition match. Rory McIlroy shot a 5-under par 67 for a one-shot win over Tiger Woods today in China. Woods says he hopes the event helps spur the budding rivalry. That's sports. Here's John Moody with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, winds gusting to 60 this afternoon, high 10. Tonight, cloudy, rain beginning this evening, winds gusting to 90 this evening, temperature steady near 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain beginning near noon. Winds gusting from 60 kilometers an hour up to 90. High 14. Wednesday, periods of rain, low 8, high 9. At 12:10, it's 7 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm John Moody with Megan Matice. News is next at 1 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX. 91.3 FM. Belleville.